Okay, that was Gal Grayson with his song Sylvan Tragedy off of the cassette he released this year called Blue Hearts in Exile. And it's a great slow song to walk through the fog in today. Before that, I played you Holy Water by Watermelon off of their cassette they also released later this year. Both of them released their cassettes on Green Burrito Records. So, yeah. The show's over, so I will play you one more song. I hope you enjoyed today as much as I did. Up next is Stereo Blues with Dorothy, so don't go anywhere. I will close out with a song by the LA band Toshaki Miyake, who are a dream pop, lo-fi garage band, I guess. This is their song, Something is Better Than Nothing. See you next week.
Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then.
Attention, class, settle down.
Some bad.
My name
matter
is
fact,
Chris. The band Hot Panda.
Matter of fact, they
also
for the
known
Andy
as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some
so
of you that think this class is going
Remember
to be
that.
A walk of the cake or a flop
Mighty
about
help.
In the park,
yeah!
You are sadly mistaken.
I'm pretty sure there was two station IDs playing there right now. I apologize for that. The board seems to be a little bit wonky this morning. But it is 11 o'clock, Stereo Blues, every Friday, and it's also a full moon and very foggy and weird outside. So I thought I would play a track completely unrelated to that. This is Wayne McGee and the Sound of Joy. And this is Fire, She Needs Water. We'll talk more about this track after the break, but here we are. We just heard the track to start off today's show. That was Wayne McGee and the Sounds of Joy. And that was an album actually released off of Light in the Attic Records, Jamaica to Toronto, his recordings from 1967 to 1974. And interesting thing, Wayne McGee, born in Montego Bay in Jamaica in 1947, actually moved to Toronto and sort of fused a lot of the sounds from Jamaica with a lot of soul and funk here in Canada. Did a lot of touring in the 70s. Played with, I think he backed up opened for Sly and the Family Stone and a number of funk artists here. But by the end of the 70s, McGee kind of went on the downhill. He lost his daughter, a lot of his career. He actually ended up on the streets and had to go and treat a lot of some psychological stuff that was happening, and had to stay at a mental hospital. But then in the 90s, so 20 years later, he ended up recording more. So interesting stuff. There's kind of a blend of both countries here. But moving on, some more blues funk kind of stuff for today. We'll be listening to some Lightning Hopkins, some John Lee, some new Afrobeat airwaves too, so there's a tons of great tracks on there. And later on in the show, we'll be hearing some more from another compilation that has recently been put out by Montreal artists, so we'll get into that. But for now, I would like to play some Elmer James. This is Stranger Blues.
Joe Satriani is a rock guitar superstar. Don't miss his Unstoppable Momentum Tour Saturday, October 19th at the Vogue Theater with special guest Sit Down Servant featuring Gordy Johnson. Tickets available online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. For more information, visit satriani.com.
All right, and we're back here on Stereo Blues. We just heard a track from the newly released Afrobeat Airwaves 2 that was released recently this month, and It's an installment from a lot of tracks from Ghana, 1974 to 1983. A lot of Afro-funk, heavy grooves, and really soul-focused. So definitely great stuff coming out from that label. And before that, we heard some Elmore James with Stranger Blues, King of the Slide Guitar. That was a 1962 recording on the Fire label. So up next, we'll dig into some more blues, play some Blind Willie McTell. And he was really known for his Piedmont style blues style of guitar in the southern United States. Actually, I went to a movie for VIFT. I only went to one, and it was blues related, which is why it interested me. And it was called After the Flood, and it seemed interesting because I thought it would be talking about a lot of how a sort of acoustic guitars developed. It's said in the synopsis, after this big flood that happened in 1927, I believe, in New Orleans. Something I would probably very similar to what happened a few years ago. It was very destructive. There were scenes in the movie, and it just showed you the how magnificent this flood really. If people were like in tent cities, basically on this peninsula. Which used to be the city, but it's just surrounded by water. And it was, they basically had to build the city up from scratch almost. It was complete ruins. But what I found, it was almost disappointing because basically the soundtrack was, it was purely a soundtrack. There was no commentary or anything like that. And it was by this artist, Bill Frizzell. And it didn't strike me as being very bluesy at all. Like, you could see some of the influence, but it seemed to be almost, I don't know, it just wasn't kind of blatantly obvious for these. So that was kind of a disappointment for me. But anyways, it was great that there was a movie that did talk about this influence. I guess it was more of a visual piece. But anyways, Blind Willie McTell, this is a track called Travelin' Blues.
I was traveling through South America. Walked up to a lady's house, called her grandma. Didn't know her name. She gave me something to eat. Walked on down the road. I heard old train getting off like this. I heard old bell ring kind of like this. I went on down, I heard old whistle blow. I heard it said, look a yonder. Look a yonder. At the women. At the women. I went on then, I began to sing to the engineer. Mr. Engineer, let a man ride the blind. Mr. Engineer, let a poor man ride the line. But I wouldn't mind it, fella, but you know this train ain't mine. I begin to hear the old fella blow a long shout. Get away, blow. And I begin to sing to him one more time. You're the crew fireman, low down engineer. You're the cruel fireman, low down engineer. I'm trying to hobo my way, and you leave me standing here. Then I go along further and begin to sing poor boy to him. And he began to smile in my face. Get a fella right all around the world. Get a fella right all around the world. Oh boy, you ain't got no girl. And I began to hear him tell me about those cheese and eggs. I want them fixed. I say, scramble down. Scramble down. Scramble down. And I began to hear him tell me about them cheese and eggs. I heard him say, cheese, eggs, dinner. And I began to tell me about Emerald. I love you, Emerald. I love you true. Love you, Emerald. Tell you all I do.
My shotgun. Oh, lightning gonna start a shooting again. Go bring me my shotgun. You know I just gotta start shooting again. You know I'm gonna shoot my woman, 'cause she's fooling around with too many men. Shotgun. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. Yes, go bring me my shotgun. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. Yeah, you know I'm gonna kill that woman. I'm gonna throw her in that old deep dug well. Hide her from everybody, they won't know what's yet. And you can't shoot me. She said, now you is dare to try. I don't take a dare for nobody. She said, Lightning, you can't shoot me. She said, yes, and you dare to try. I said, the honest reason I don't shoot you, little woman, my double barrel shotgun, it just won't fire.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Joe Satriani is a rock guitar superstar. Don't miss his Unstoppable Momentum Tour Saturday, October 19th at the Vogue Theater with special guest Sit Down Servant featuring Gordy Johnson. Tickets available online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. For more information, visit satriani.com.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displace Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
And we just heard, sorry about that, we just heard some Lightning Hopkins and sort of rediscovered him this week, fell in love again. And that was a track entitled Bring Me My Shotgun. So that was off of his Forever Gold album. Lightning Hopkins was born in Centerville, Texas in 1912 and actually really got influenced by... in playing blues when he was 8 years old and was at a church picnic in Buffalo, Texas. And there he met Blind Lemon Jefferson, and that had a big influence on him. And also another artist will play after this shortly, John Lee Hooker. But Lightning Hopkins is really known for his distinctive fingerstyle playing, and he almost incorporates like the bass and the lead and the percussion all within just his guitar playing, kind of an alternating and monotonic bass, and just really playing over that with some of the guitar sounds, guitar phrasings. So let's play some more Lightning Hopkins. This is My Heart to Weep. So here we go.
Yeah, when you go to your table, you're too tired to eat. Some no good woman have called your little heart to be, you numb. Worried about my gal. Well, I had to wish she'd come back home to me. She said, someday. Whoa, yes, I will. You know we was playing cards, playing them cards to keep. That woman done broke me, now she done called my heart to weep. I asked, would you please, ma'am, come back home? Please come back home to me. Prayed about that woman, if she have called my heart to weep. Caught my heart to weep, woman. She said, Sam, you oughta had some sense. Begging her, please come back home. Please, ma'am, come back home to me. Yet you know I still love you if you did. Caught my heart to weep. I want you to play that in the back, please.
Rolling out of Tampa Bay, trying to hold night long. Well, I rolled it out Tampa Bay, and I tried to hold night long. Well, I rolled this morning, I didn't know right or wrong. Well, I'm going away, baby, but I'll be back someday. Well, I'm going away, baby, but I'll be back someday. Don't let nobody, nobody, nobody tear my good thing down. Baby, no. I roll and I tumble, baby. I try to hold night long. Well, I roll and I tumble, and I try to hold night long. I roll this morning, baby, I didn't know right from wrong. I didn't want to go. I said, baby, I'm going to the army. Don't let nobody tear my good thing down. I don't want to go. She said, Johnny, I'll be here. Then you get back. Yeah. Oh, I'll be here. She told me to you get back from the army. Won't let nobody tear your good thing down. I won't let nobody. She told me, tie your good thing down. No.
I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
And we're back. We just heard some John Lee Hooker. That was off of his album, I Feel Good. That was Roll and Tumble. And yes. And that was a great track from John Lee, who was also influenced by Blind Lemon Jefferson. And John Lee Hooker, interestingly enough, was one of 11 children. And helped define post-World War II blues. He eventually resided in Detroit, and that's where his career really started to take off in the 30s and 40s. And I would like to play another track from John Lee Hooker, where he teamed up with Canned Heat in the 70s. And this is from the album Hooker in Heat, recorded in 1970.
Okay, here we go.
The bottom, bring my boots and shoe. Meet me in the bottom, bring my boots and shoe. I got to go now, mama. I ain't got no time to lose. Hey, Lordy Mama, Lordy Mama. Hey, hey, Lordy Mama. I ain't got no time to lose. You got me killed or murdered. I ain't hard to man. They got me on the run, baby. I can't stay no longer. Hey, 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 meet me in the bottom. In the bottom, baby. Bring my boots and shoe. I got to go now, baby. I ain't got no time to lose. They got me on the run. Got me on the run. I can't stay here. Hey, hey. Lordy mama, I gotta go now, I ain't got no time to lose. Meet me in the bottom, mama. Bring my boots and shoes.
And take transit to get around. But sometimes you just gotta drive. At Moto the Car Co-op, you save big with us covering gas, insurance, maintenance, and monthly parking. Mention this ad when signing up for Moto, and we'll give you $35 in free driving. For other perks and more information, visit moto.coop.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we are back here on Stereo Blues every Friday from 11 till 12 p.m. We just heard some John Lee Hooker, who teamed up, collaborated with Canned Heat. That was Hooker and Heat off of their 1970 album. And before that, we heard another album actually released in 1970. Interestingly enough, I just discovered this now, and that was the album I Feel Good, and was reissued on Jewel in 1972 Records. Some more great stuff, and I'd like to continue on with some more blues. This is Lightning Hopkins and Born in the Bottoms.
Yeah, you know I was born in the bottom. Down by the devil's den. Yeah, you know I was born in the bottom. Down by the devil's den. Yes, you know I ain't seen my home. Oh, yes, in the good Lord knows when. You know my papa was a preacher. Poor mama, she was sanctified. My daddy was a preacher. Oh, mama, she was sanctified. But sometime I wished I'd have been bone dead. Daddy said, son, it's a shame you was born alive. I used to run the world over. I run the world so that my daddy was mad and mama, she was too. But I stopped running and I settled down for her. Really, little girl, I come in touch with you. Daddy wanted to kill me one day and mama told me, son, you better run, you better run. You better run if you ain't got your gun. You better run, son. You better run if you ain't ain't got your gun. I said, Mama, don't you worry, I'll take care of myself. Cause I wasn't born to run. All right. One more word Mama told me. You better try to make it for the sunrise in the morning. I said, Mama, I'll make it if I can. You better try to make it for the sunrise in the morning. Mom, I'll try to make it now if I can. But if my daddy should catch me with that old shotgun, I'm gonna let him know. I done forgot about he have been my friend.
Can't get enough of Lightning Hopkins. This week, that was Born in the Bottoms, and from a relatively new release, 1996, based on a collection of his recordings between 1961 and 1969. But now I would like to switch gears completely and play a few tracks from this new compilation album that is out of Fixture Records in Montreal. This is a bunch of new bands I've never heard of before. The first track is from a band called Mavo, and this is Totally Tired. The compilation album features stuff from Homeshake, Dirty Beaches, Cresting, which we'll probably hear after this track, and a bunch of good stuff, so I'm sure you can check it out on Bandcamp also. But for now, this is a track, Totally Tired, by Mavo.
but now I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Oh yeah, I love Braids. Did you know that they are coming to Fortune Sound Club on October 22nd? With guests 100 Waters and Kodak to Graphs. Tickets are available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, Beat Street and online at ticketzone.com. Ooh yeah, just listen to that dog.
And we just heard Get Real, who will be playing with Diane, Kiss Painting, and Shipyards at Zoo Shop this Sunday. Only $5. All ages, starting early, so definitely a show to check out this weekend. But this about closes it off for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. Up next, we have Evan with Definition Soundwave. After that, Scalds Hall, Radio Zero, Nardwar, News 101 at 5, and some more great programming for Friday afternoon. So I will just close off with another band that will be playing this Sunday. This is Kiss Painting with the track called Undead.